But a what is? But a what is? What is this? What in the world is going on here? This one is a rhetorical ask. You're asking what's going on, but you're coming from a space of already having assumed what you think is going on, and you're already assuming that whatever it is a problem. It's bad. Your expression of it, the way that you express it out loud specifically, is accusatory in a sense, and it is sort of firm. Not sort of firm, it is firm in that you've decided that this is a problem. You walk into your child's room and it's a mess after you've had several conversations about the importance of cleanliness. But what is? You walk into your teen's room, or they close the door when you said when you have company over, the door needs to stay over. So you push the door open. But what is? You get a report card and you see C's and maybe a D on there. But what is? It's a rhetorical ask. It has a tone of, I already have an idea of what's going on and I see it as a problem. So of course, I want you to think for a little bit, pause this audio if you need to, and think about those moments of, but what is that has happened for you? I know I can think of so many of them. And the reason I brought up the example of a clean room or a messy room is because that's one of the ones that we manage a lot in our household. So with dishes, for example, or taking out the trash, one of my daughters might wait until all of the trashes in the house are full as hell and we have to take other small plastic bags out to put trash in because all of the bags are full. But what is? This is me saying, why is this continually a problem? Am I within my rights to be frustrated? Yes. Are you often within your rights to be frustrated? Yes. But what I'm communicating matters, because I'm not just trying to get the result that I want in terms of them taking out the trash. Of course I want that. And of course that's a normal, completely okay expectation. But more importantly is that I want to communicate in a way that allows for them to understand that this is important for me, that I am not going to let it go, but also that I'm not going to turn you into some bad person every time you don't do whatever it is that you said you were going to do. And again, that is not easy, but it's relationship work, and it's not taking away from the validity of whatever it is that you're wanting to happen or whatever it is that you're recognizing. But what is? So how do we turn that into more partnership-centered practice? We do that with when mateka stop. Unlike batawadis, when mateka stop is saying, but when I paused for a moment, I realized, that's acknowledging a pause or a pivot. It's saying, when I took the opportunity to pause, to stop, to observe what's going on, whether that observation is about what I'm seeing or that observation is about how I'm feeling and how I'm about to react, whether or not I'm about to go off, whether or not I'm about to blow this thing up with my words and my big adult voice and my position of power to piss you off and to make you feel frustrated like I feel frustrated. It's to take that pause and to make a decision whether this is a battle that I'm absolutely about to go into here or whether there's another way that I can deal with what I'm observing and feeling. So going from, but what is, to when mateka stop. Going from, I already know what's happening here, it's a problem, you're about to feel the wrath of my frustration, to all of those other things except for the wrath of my frustration. And now that I'm feeling these feelings, how can I pause here so that my way of dealing with it is more of a response and less of a reaction? Go ahead and give me your examples in the comments. Let's talk about it, because I know these definitely bring up realities that you experience maybe on a day-to-day basis or a moment-by-moment basis.